1975 was the year. That's when it all started. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So as you can tell, I'm not in Kansas anymore. Or wait a minute, let me think that through. I'm not in Arkansas anymore. I'm a long way from home, about 8,000 miles to be exact. And I'm here with a legend in the BMA. Is that fair?
It's just okay.
A legend in your, I'm just kidding. I'm here with Pastor Pete. And Pastor Pete started his journey with LifeWord in 1975, right?
That's right.
And that's a long time.
Yeah, it's about 50 years next year.
50 years next year. And in that 50 years, you have built radio stations, you've done broadcasts.
Installed studios. Trained media disciples.
You train media disciples. That's pretty incredible. You have planted churches. You now pastor a church. That's pretty incredible. So how many radio stations, we've talked about this, but how many radio stations have you
built? Right now, since we started in 2013, actually, the radio project started in 2013. And until now, I think we have installed about 54 low-power radio stations all over the Philippines.
54 low-power radio stations. And if you know anything about LifeWord, you know that those radio stations broadcast the gospel a lot of times into places where missionaries aren't yet. So, yeah, that's incredible. And why does that matter so much? Well, it's kind of ironic because the passage of scripture that I wanted to kind of highlight today is Isaiah 52 verse 7 that says how beautiful are the feet that carry the gospel on the mountains. One of the things you've talked about is a lot of the places that you have gone to build those radio stations
are in the mountains.
Yes, right. And so there are a lot of people who are following Jesus today because those feet have carried the gospel, there you go, just like that, into the mountains. And so this is the first tailgate talk of 2025 as you're watching this. And while I'm here, got the chance to meet a lot of folks at LifeWord, have gotten a lot of opportunities to hang out with Pastor Pete before now, and I'm just now getting a chance to meet Pastor Pete and his wife and his incredible church family. And so I hate that I've waited this long to meet them, but I'm just telling you, I just wanted to use this chance during my visit here, even though I'm not wearing overalls, to sit on a tailgate, chat with Pastor Pete, and ask you this question. In 2025, what are you going to use your life? What are you going to invest your life in accomplishing? Pastor Pete can look back on the last 50 years of his life and see 50 years that have been invested in carrying the gospel to people. And he's still a young man. I mean, he's said, I don't know how many times in the last 30 minutes, that there's 3 decades between me and him, right? I'm an extremely young guy. I'm only 41. He's an extremely young guy. He's only 72.
72.
Extremely young guy. But he can already say that he spent the last 50 years investing with LifeWord in pouring the gospel into people. What are you going to spend 2025 doing? That's a worthwhile question to ask. Mm-hmm. And so 50 years from now, what are you going to be able to say about your life? I'm telling you, very few places that are any more beautiful than right here in Bacolod. I said it wrong, but of course I did. I'm at the old runway.
Right.
In Bacolod. Bacolod.
Yes.
Bacolod. Bacolod. There. I've got a dog walking. Another dog walking up, and I'm surrounded by beautiful people in a beautiful place, and carabaos. We could not film a tailgate talk unless there was livestock, and so Pastor Pete found livestock.
Yeah.
And there they are. And there's a birthday party going on over there. There's music.
Yes.
We're having a great time. So, what are you going to invest 2025 in? There's a thought.
That's right.
Pastor Pete, thank you for joining me on the tailgate.
Thank you. And thank you for Brother Jojo for just sharing his wild truck for us.
Yeah, I couldn't fit my truck in my suitcase, so we had to borrow one. But it's a Ford, so.
Yeah, it's a Ford.
It worked. It worked. Hey, as always, thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate. We'll be back next week. And until next week, I love you. Thank you for joining me. Have a great week, and we will see you next time. I'm Blake.
I'm Pastor Pete.
And this has been your Tailgate Talk.